Tuesday, September 5th. Good day. I'm Jerry Miller with this report of Black Forest Broadcasting News.
You'll find terrific savings this Thursday through Sunday at Counter Sports Shop and Save. Don't miss out on Shop and Save's 3-day sale going on this Thursday and Friday, saving you lots for the perfect tailgate party with these deli specials. Stella Provolone Mozzarella or Baby Swiss Cheese, Healthy Ones Buffalo or Oven Roasted Chicken Breast, Margarita Pizza, Sandwich Pepperoni, Genoa or Hard Salami, and Kretzmar Honey, Low Sodium or Original Ham off the bone. Deli Sliced Hormel Pepperoni or Hard Salami. Save in their meat department. Buy 5 2.5-pound bags of boneless, skinless chicken breasts and get the sixth one free with your Perks card. Boneless whole tip sirloin or baby back pork, each just $2.78 a pound. And boneless whole pork loin, only $1.78 a pound. Just keep shopping and you'll find great savings in every department to choose from this Thursday and Friday. So make sure to take advantage and save big. Check out this week's flyer for lots more great savings or visit www.shopandsavefood.com. Shop and save, always saving you more.
Penn State says we'll have showers and afternoon thunderstorms, a high of 66 today, a low of 54, with rain continuing, mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers tomorrow, high of 65 and overnight low 48. On Thursday, clouds gather. There may be a stray shower, a high of 61 and an overnight low of 47. It is September 5th, and on this day in 1881, the first disaster relief provided by the American Red Cross benefited thousands of fire victims left destitute by the Great Fire of 1881. It had been a long, hot summer in the Thumb area of Michigan, and small forest fires were burning. A southwest gale fanned the flames into an inferno. The fire raged for 3 days, scorching over 1 million acres, and 282 people died in the blaze. The American Red Cross for the Relief of Misery on the Battlefields was a result of the International Red Cross and forerunner of the American Association of the Red Cross. Clara Barton was instrumental in establishing the American chapter that year. Over 100 nations now have Red Cross associations. Each national society carries on its own program, however, and all are united in their aim to prevent misery in time of war or peace and serve all people, regardless of race, nationality, or religion. An elderly Genesee man died in a tractor accident Saturday afternoon in a wooded area south of the Ben Green Road in Allegheny Township, Potter County. According to state police, 77-year-old Wallace Copley was operating a John Deere 4120 tractor with a front-end loader on an overgrown skid logging trail about a quarter mile south of the Ben Green Road. Copley was clearing the trail and pushing brush back over the bank with the front bucket as he traveled north towards the Ben Green Road when the right side tires of the tractor began to slide on the embankment, causing the tractor to roll over and land on the victim, causing severe head injuries. The tractor continued to roll down the embankment before coming to rest against several trees. Copley was pronounced dead at the scene by Deputy Potter County Coroner Ken Wingo. Tri-Town Fire and Ambulance and Genesee Fire and Ambulance responded to the scene. A Duryea, Pennsylvania teen driver was hurt in a one-vehicle crash Friday afternoon on the Roosevelt Highway in Sullivan Township, Tioga County. State police say 18-year-old Rachel Koshchanowski was traveling east when she took her eyes off the road to change the radio station. Her Honda Civic went off the south side of the road. She overcorrected, causing the car to travel in a northeast direction and leave the north side of the highway, travel down a grassy embankment and rolling over once before coming to rest. She was taken to Robert Packer Hospital in Sayre for treatment of apparent minor injuries. Countersport Bay State Police have arrested a Ulysses couple on drug charges. Troopers say that using a search warrant, they entered the home of 63-year-old Stephen Swords and 61-year-old Agnes Swords on Rocky Lane on June 28th and discovered several marijuana plants and other drug paraphernalia. Both are being charged with manufacturing, delivery, or possession with intent to manufacture, intentionally possessing a controlled substance, and using or possessing drug paraphernalia. Bail was set at $10,000 unsecured for both suspects. Kane Bay State Police arrested 31-year-old Mark Valenti Bradford for DUI after stopping him for speeding Friday night on Route 219 near Custer City. Police claim when they interviewed Valenti, they determined he was driving under the influence and was taken to Bradford Regional Medical Center for blood testing. Charges will be filed in district court. A burglary occurring in Sharon Township on August 8th is being investigated by troopers at the Countersport Barracks. Someone stole a 270 Winchester rifle with a checker-pressed black synthetic stock and a Tasco 3.9 black scope with an unknown serial number from the home of Shane Gross on Route 44 between 8:30 and 10:30 p.m. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Countersport Barracks at 814-274-8690. And Ridgeway Bay State Police report they conducted a roving DUI detail in Elk County on Saturday. 23 cars were stopped and checked. One of the drivers was found to be intoxicated and placed under arrest for DUI. One of the passengers was cited for underage drinking. Citations were issued and 26 vehicle code warnings were issued through that detail. In other news, the Game Commission reminds residents that it will be accepting reports of August wild turkey sightings through tomorrow, Wednesday, September 6th. Reports must be filed online either by visiting the Game Commission's homepage and clicking on August Turkey Sighting Survey in the quick click sections, or via one of the mobile apps. Search for Pennsylvania Game Commission in the Google Play Store or Apple's App Store and select the Turkey Sighting Survey. Participants are requested to record the numbers of wild turkeys seen, along with the general location, date, and contact information if agency biologists have any questions. Reports must be from sightings between August 1st and 31st. Note, your specific location information is not shared or stored. Rather, it is solely used to help determine the county, township, and wildlife management unit of each sighting, according to officials, who say many factors affect wild turkey productivity, including spring weather, habitat, previous winter food abundance, predation, and last year's fall harvest. The 2017 statewide turkey population was about 216,800, which is 3% below the previous three-year average of 219,800 birds, but similar to the previous 10-year average. Pennsylvania's turkey population in the early 2000s reached the peak of about 280,000 birds as a result of agency restoration efforts through the wild trap and transfer, habitat improvement, and fall turkey hunting season restrictions. It then declined sharply to levels below 200,000. Since 2011, it has been fluctuating between 204,000 and 234,000, depending on summer reproduction and fall harvest. Black Forest Weather Observer Tony Price says our high yesterday was 74. The overnight low was 62. We received 0.15 inches of precipitation thanks to a couple of light thunderstorms overnight. Sunrise this morning was at 6:42 a.m. Sunset will be at 7:42 p.m. That'll give us an even 13 hours of daylight. You're up to date now with Black Forest Broadcasting News. I'm Jerry Miller. Thanks for joining us.